Here's a thought I'll title, Toned versus False Color. Let's do a quick checklist of the options that we have for creating a photograph. And we'll look at this roughly from a historical point of view. First, there was black and white, or more technically, black, various shades of gray, and white. And for the longest time, that was the only option. And then some clever chemist figured out that we could tone our monochromatic images, so that instead of being black and several shades of gray, it might be black and several shades of warm brown or green or yellow or whatever. So we had toned black and white photographs, or technically toned monochromatic photographs. And that was what we had photographically for a long period in history until color photography came about. Now all of a sudden we had the ability to reproduce accurate colors, at least as accurate as the chemistry could do, to match human vision, normal human vision, whatever that was. And as time went on, the colors became more intense, more permanent, even more vibrant, until today we have the dreaded vibrance command that will make our photographs look really hyper-real in terms of color. But there's another alternative in color that is fascinating to me, and that is when you shift colors tremendously. So instead of having a blue sky, you have an orange sky. Or instead of having an orange-colored orange piece of fruit, you have a blue-colored orange piece of fruit. And what do we call those kinds of images? Well, the two terms that come to mind that I've heard are psychedelic colors, but psychedelic colors are usually really odd and really push things in far-out, imaginative, drug-induced sorts of colors. The more common term when we shift things a little bit, even to an unrealistic color, but maybe only a few of the colors, that tends to be called false color. I'll admit this is a relative minor point, but it's fascinating to me that when we shift the color into something that's not the way our eye sees the world, we call it false color. But when we shift the colorful world into black and white or toned black and white, we don't refer to that as false anything. Why not? It is false. I mean, photography in its general sense is false because it tends to reduce the scale of the world, it makes it monochromatic, and it makes it two-dimensional. Does it get more false than that? But the word false only kicks into photography when we talk about false color. I think this shows a deeper psychological predisposition. That is to say, we know that black and white, monochromatic, even toned images are not real. We know that's a product of the photographer. But somehow in color, it's not a product of the photographer, assuming the colors accurately render what we see in real life. But if the photographer shifts the color, then it's false. Then somehow the photographer is doing something that is untrue, which I think completely exposes the difference, no pun intended, the difference between color and black and white. Color is supposed to look at the world the way we normally look at the world. That's its primary assumption, and that defines normal color work. Anything other than that is sort of a lie. It's false. It's not true. But a black and white, which clearly isn't true at all, is never thought of as being an untrue rendition of the world. Which goes back to my idea that I've talked about a couple of times before, that for me, black and white and toned black and white are a medium of personal expression, where color tends, in the public's eye anyway, to be something that is a copy of the world rather than an interpretation of the world. And if it is an interpretation of the world, then it becomes necessary to define it as such by calling it false color. Maybe I'm making a mountain out of a molehill with this idea, but I think it does reveal a deep psychological understanding of the difference between these two media. One is true, even though the colors are monochromatic, and one can be false if it doesn't look the way our eye sees the world. But of course, black and white is not how our eye sees the world. But we don't refer to that as a false rendition. I don't know. Just curious to me.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.